Speaking of Rams.
Oh, that's here we go.
Yep.
Oh,
I should never mention the word toilet, huh?
No,
I should have never mentioned. I should have never said anything about the bathroom.
It was like you.
Before
you
someone look, can you, mention the Cleveland Browns,
you low key walked into that one.
But, yeah, I sure enough did.
But you low key walked unintentionally.
I sure enough did.
It's crazy.
I understand, Mel, and I and
no, but
and
not,
it was unintentional. But it was funny.
Peeping. They already do the dumb decision with the Deshaun Watson contract. You get played by your best player into giving him all the money this year. You get some of the, you recover some of the money from the Deshaun Watson contract because he restructured or something. But then you go, you got the craziest quarterback room in the world.
Not one.
And,
not two.
And you draft Shedeur Sanders.
Not three.
Not so four. Late. Just because you didn't want to give him top dollar when you know that he should have been the second quarterback off the board in the first round. It was already rumblings of him going there if he was on the board at that pick.
The only thing I don't like
I
about
think
that
a little bit, but they say also a little bit of what happened to Shedeur is Shedeur and his daddy.
Now,
let me say this. Two things that could have happened that would have avoided all this. Number one, had they not drafted the boy in the third round, what was the guy, the dude's name?
Who the quarterback of Oregon?
Yeah. Gabriel?
Yeah.
Had they not drafted him and still just drafted Shedeur in the fifth, I would have had no problem with it.
If they
just drafted that boy and just waited for Shedeur to drop to the fifth draft, I would have zero problem with anything that's going on. Quarterback drop every year in the draft.
But that far?
Hey, records got to be broken sometime.
But you know what? But
the draft that dude ahead of Shedeur.
And then.
That's disrespectful.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That was really like, hey, I'm going to still get you for less money.
I mean, because really, you just wasted a third round pick. Because you're not going to play the guy. It doesn't look like he's going to be any good anyway. It doesn't even look like he's worthy of that third round pick.
Oh well,
the thing about it is, out of the five quarterbacks in there, two of them's not gonna make it to the preseason.
Three, I'd give him three.
We already know that. Okay, you got one person who's pushing 60.
Are you talking about Joe Flacco?
Exactly. The dude is older than me, and he's still out there.
No, for real?
Yeah. But I'm saying.
And that's old.
Exactly. So you still got him. Mm-mm. Kenny Pickett. I know you know your feelings with that because y'all had him too. He's not a starter.
Kenny Pickett will jive all right with us.
Hey, Kenny Pickett got away.
He's
a Super Bowl champion.
He's not going to win you no football game.
No. He might get you.
But look.
But he's not a starter.
But
absolutely not.
Kid, you know what they gonna say if we say something? Y'all beat Kenny Pickett.
Oh, we've already got.
So I guess now I guess we can dress it up a little bit more now.
We beat
Super Bowl winning quarterback Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. Well.
Yes. Yeah. You can have that.
And the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you can have it. I never said anything to take away from that victory.
No, y'all had.
Oh yes, you did.
No,
I've always gave y'all flowers on that victory.
He had.
Yeah,
but
the first thing you called me and said off air. Y'all beat Kenny Pickett. Let's not do that.
Now, there's two versions of E. Scott here. Because we have the one version where the game just ended, and depending on how the outcome is, will you try to call him?
Oh, no, it was like 3 seconds left. He called me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, y'all beat Kenny Pickett. I knew we was going to split, but you technically didn't beat the Eagles. You beat Kenny Pickett. And hung up the phone.
That's the version as if Mill was the quarterback.
And didn't answer the phone for the next 2 days.
Oh, Mill. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, because he knew he had smoke.
It ain't going down like that.
He was just, no, when that happens, all he do is buying time. That's all you do. You just buy a little time, and that could go with anybody. It's not just, we're not picking on him. But it's anybody's like, look, because you already know that if something happens and you lose a heartbreaker, you're going to get harassed somewhere on social media or on the phone. Hey, all the time.
Let's get into it. I ain't mean it.
But no, but that whole, but I will say this. Romar, you were correct on this part that when you put out a case and said, hey, Shador is not a top 20 quarterback. You did call this. And I'm sitting there, and then they were talking about the original plan was, if he would have went to the Steelers, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. But but my thing is, the Steelers passed up on it, and everybody basically, if we can't agree on anything else,
I'm gonna say this: what Pittsburgh did with their first round pick, say what you want. Regardless of who they might have at quarterback, that pick was a need, not a want. Whoever they needed that pick.
They needed the quarterback.
Yeah, but
Mason Rudolph is not it.
Hey, I thought they was gonna take Mill because it was a lot of talk how impressed they was with him and everything. Like, I thought they was gonna take Jalen Mills, the Mill Rule. But see, I think another thing that hurt Shador
was
you turned down the invite to the draft. To be in the draft room on draft night. You already spitting in the face of the league with that move.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that could have been done differently.
But see, you listening to your, you trying to recreate the splash or the swag of your daddy, but you ain't. It's a different time, and a lot of it had to do with a lot of the decisions that he made and everything. I ain't gonna keep, you can't blame it on all the owners. Because at the end of the day, this man had a lot to do with his own demise of how he fell in that draft.
Yes, he did.
So do you agree that they are putting it on Deion? Or try to make an example out of him because of Deion?
No. Ain't none of this on his daddy's shoulders at all. I mean, what his daddy feel about his son is what his daddy feel about his son. But at the end of the day, all this happened because of Shador.
Right. If you do a poor job during the interview process.
Come on, man. You can't sit in the, you can't have an interview with the owner of a team that might be giving you a job and you in there acting like you.
We get the talent.
You privilege.
But that attitude just don't work in the real world. It don't work on your job.
Like, come on, the Giants said, what? I'm talking to somebody that already talking like he already got the job. One of the worst interviews in the world.
That's what they said.
Cause, hey, look. How many other people, kids, well, you know, I don't know. Well, Deion might have made his son a target better league.
Another thing I don't like about the Cleveland Browns.
They love controversy.
Yes. It's perfect.
It's perfect for them.
They do a horrible job explaining themselves.
But then you draft them and you go, you draft Shadur, and then and the GM say, come out and look at you and say, "Then go prove them all wrong."
But why draft?
I could have did that if you drafted me when you were supposed to.
So contradictory. That's why I have a hard time having stock in anything that Jimmy has. This is Jimmy. This is old Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, I need some controversy.
So basically the Browns are going to brown.
Yeah.
There's two things that stick out for a long time that Mel, that you will forever be correct on. The Browns are going to brown, and well, actually three. That the Arizona Cardinals don't deserve nice things. That's number two, and my all time favorite. Do not trust anybody with the initials BF. Oh, man.
Don't tell me he's supposed to be live.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. The Browns are going to brown. So, as they say, stay tuned, I guess.
And we have the boxing guru coming online, Mr. Mark Daniels. Oh, Mark, yeah.
Right on time.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
What is up with with you?
Brian Garcia lost last night.
Huh?
Wait, huh? Okay.
Did you say Ryan Garcia lost last night?
Yep, they rolled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that whole card was a mess. I mean, everybody on that card looked horrible. So, you know, it was just horrible. I don't know. I don't even know how to.
And what promotion was it?
It was through Turki Alshaker, the guy that's doing all these fights over in Saudi Arabia.
They ain't the same guy that did the Bud Crawford.
No, but see, the deal with this, they fought in Times Square. So it was out. They had a nice setup in Times Square. It was real unique.
Uh-huh.
But the fight sucked. You could tell when Ryan Garcia fought. Well, first of all, Devin Haney, this looked like he fought to survive. I mean, to not get caught. Ryan Garcia moving up in weight, fighting Rolly Romero. I ain't gonna lie. I thought Rolly would get caught and get knocked out myself, but he caught Ryan Garcia, put him down and went the distance. You could tell at that welterweight level, Ryan Garcia, either he had to lose a lot of weight or something, but he didn't look like himself. And, you know, so, like I said, it sucked.
So what about, I'm trying to figure out, was this the same promotion that did the Bud Crawford fight or the one that we do on Jake Paul's fights?
No, he doesn't do either one, actually.
Okay.
And like I said, it just sucked. I don't know no other way to put it. It just sucked.
I understand.
This sucked. I don't even have much to comment on it except it sucked.
It was that bad, Ma?
Wow.
To me, it was.
So any upcoming fights we got going?
We got Canelo fighting later on today. He's fighting over in Saudi Arabia. Fighting some dude named William Skull. I have no idea about this cat. I'll find out in a couple hours. It's always, you know, Cinco de Mayo, Canelo fight. So this is just a tune-up fight, supposedly a tune-up fight before he fights Bud Crawford. So I mean, the way they got it set up, he should win, have a good workout, then get ready for my man. As long as nothing crazy happens, like he could somehow get knocked out or get a bad cut or something outside of that, he should be a break of a hand or something. He should be all right.
Okay, well, that'll be a good fight to be looking forward to. Now, when we kicked over to the wrestling segment, us being in the Richmond, in the Virginia area, in Washington, Manchester area, we're talking about this new stadium that's going to be built. When this new stadium gets built, tell me how you think that's going to impact everything in D.C.
Where they get, from what I saw, the sketches of the stadium that they're talking about, it's supposed to be nice. I think, and see, this is where people get caught up, though. I think the success that they had last year has brought a lot of prominence back to the city as far as with the team. And I think it will bring a lot of revenue. I think it will do a lot of great things. The biggest challenge to that is, if y'all going to build that stadium, y'all going to do all that state of the art stuff, the way it looks and all that, you better make sure you're putting out a good product. I mean, so far, so good, but they got to keep it going. You can't hinge off of one season. You got to show that this is what people are going to have to look forward to.
That's exactly what we're doing.
That's what they got to do.
The product the product is good as purchase.
Just stay healthy. Well,
that season wasn't a fluke season.
Just stay healthy.
Yeah.
You got one job. Stay healthy, y'all be all right. Y'all boys start getting hurt, it's going to be a long season.
I mean, that's on any team.
Yeah, and that's 90% of the reasons why teams fail. Their guys are just not healthy. Most champions are the healthiest teams. Champions are the healthiest teams. Is anybody disagreeing? Mm-mm. Okay. So, 3:28, we got a Kentucky Derby going on. We got Washington and Indiana WNBA preseason that just went in final overtime. Washington 79, Indiana 79, Washington 74. It's the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. We is kind of going off the rails, but we kind of went, seems like we need another battery.
We're basically playing catch up from the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, we got stuff from the draft to talk about.
The NBA playoffs.
How you feel about how far Shedeur fell?
Say that again?
Shedeur Sanders.
You know what, man? I wish we'd have been on there last week. You know, this thing comes with so many different dynamics.
Yes, it does.
Because I think part of it was they was doing it to stick it to Deion. I think part of it was they was letting him know that you don't run the show here. I think they were letting Shedeur know, as quick as we can build you up, we can take you back down and humble the hell out of you. I feel that I felt bad for him because I didn't think he deserved that. I also felt to a point, this will be kind of a sketchy thing, but I actually felt to a point that for everything the NFL and NBA had, well, I ain't gonna put the NBA in it, the NFL was trying to build their self on that we're all one and all that, that prejudice came out to let you know this is still a white man's league. Because there's no way something like that happens unless you just totally decided to blackball this kid.
You don't think none of it fall on his shoulders?
Yeah. I mean, on that part. But even that doesn't project you from getting knocked out of at least the second round. from what I understand, he does some horrible interviews. I heard he went there. He went in there, and you know, he was, you know, wanting it seemed like he was disinterested in what Brian Bagel had to say. He, you know, going in there and have nonchalant. So but, he did that. And get,
but Mark, so, look at the first, look at the first mistake that he made. We invited you to be in the draft room on draft night.
Well, you know what? I think he had an idea that they was going to stick it to him.
But he already said this before the draft had even been announced.
Because I think what we probably don't know is there had already been rumblings going around probably with them saying, you know what? Ain't nobody going to take you in the first round. Once he got past New Orleans, I said, he is in trouble. Now, for the Giants to move up and take Jackson Dart, I hope, you know what? I shouldn't say it. I hope the young man had success. I hope it cost the coach his job. And I say that because you're taking a dude. I'll be honest. I ain't seen him play all year. I may have seen him. I don't want to be wrong. But you take a guy that was ranked to go a little lower than what, third, fourth in the draft? And again, I understand that the coach was pissed because he felt like he disrespected him, didn't pay attention to the playbook. See, Deion kind of set him up for a little bit of this, too. But when this happens, when every team in the league passes you up for five rounds.
Something's wrong.
Hey, man, come on now. I mean, this is where the Colin Kaepernick stuff start coming in. This is where all of a sudden now they want to find all these different issues on why they ain't drafting you. That's where I say the racism part of it came in, because there's no way this happens. Now, I'm curious of something. You know, Eli Manning said back in the day, I'm not playing for the Chargers. John Elway said 4 years ago, I'm not playing in Indianapolis. They didn't drop. They still went number one.
Yep.
So what is the difference with what – outside of the fact they don't like Deion's get downs, I already know that. You know, he got to humble himself too. When it comes to this. Because, see, this impacted this young man's. I put it to you like this. People aren't realizing something. It's almost a set to fail situation. He has to go in Cleveland and not make any mistakes at all, on or off the field. You got Joe Flacco there. He ain't going nowhere. Kenny Pickett, take or miss with that one to me. But then you draft this kid Dylan Gabriel, who's not bad. I think he's a little small.
That part was disrespectful to me.
But then you turn around and then you take Shadir after this. Hey man, the odds are against this brother. He has to go in there and really prove what he can do.
I feel all the angles and everything you're saying, but my thing is, at the end of the day, in my eyes, a lot of it is what you did, what Shadur did himself. I mean, yeah, his daddy might have something to do with it, but you your own man when you in that room and you going to interview for a job.
Yeah, and I get that. You think in the real world, you got to win these guys over to get that job.
Yeah.
But his talent can't be denied. See, I wouldn't have a
talent
problem.
Can't be denied, but when you go in the room feel like you entitled,
you're not going to get very far.
They going to show you.
Now, see,
what them used to say? I done took and told you.
I applaud Cleveland's aggressiveness. But like I said, man, had they not drafted Dylan Gabriel and still drafted Shadur in the fifth round, I wouldn't have had no problems with it. It's the fact that when you draft a guy in the third round and then draft the same position two rounds later, that means you messed up.
Well, we've seen this happen at before. Washington! Yep, I'm throwing my team under the bus.
That lets you know right there, you done messed up.
Oh, my God.
There's only one football. So you're going to draft a quarterback in the third round, then turn around and draft another one in the fifth round. And you got to pay these guys. Make it make sense, Cleveland.
Like you said, the Browns are going to Brown. And that's the thing that...
And that's the only...
That's the thing you have to expect this, Mill. You got to expect that.
But that's the only reason why I say that Cleveland did not win this draft. Cleveland always wins the draft.
Well...
That's the only... If it weren't for that, I'd say Cleveland won the draft again.
All right, let me ask you. Say
nothing about the regular season playoffs when they actually get on the field where this stuff matters. I'm talking about this time of year. This is the Cleveland Browns' time to shine because they get all the great talent, all the great prospects. They hit that. I mean, it's my own call to draft the Cleveland invitation.
Well, look.
Because everybody wondering what they're going to do.
The only good quarterback that they ever drafted, in my eyes, was Baker. And then you let him go.
Because I was going to say, they ain't had a relevant quarterback since 99. And Baker had one really good year. And then they got rid of him.
And he's the best. He's been the best quarterback they've
had. This whole entire century, if you look at it that way, that should tell you something. Like Baker's the best thing they ever had since 99.
And also drafting ain't their problem.
Again, Mel. Right? I mean, and the funny thing, because I didn't want to believe you when you said the Milwaukee Bucks and Cleveland Browns are the same person.
Yep, they got
it's like it pains me even to say it, but damn, I'm starting to see it now. I'm like, okay, yeah, you cooking something over there I was not expecting.
And that's another thing I told you during the middle of the draft. Remember I called you. And I said, if I was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, you did.
I would be on the phone with Prime right now. Tell her, look, whatever they're offering, I'll double it. Tell him withdraw for the draft, sign with the UFL. I would, because at the most, you'll be the face of the franchise. You come to the UFL, you will be the face of this entire league. Off the rip. You automatically coming over here, dominating our league, winning championships here and there. You know, endorsements, everything that you want out of the NFL, you will get out the UFL. Even before the season starts.
Too bad. Because I think you got a current... I think the Toronto Argonauts drafted him in their draft.
Who's the door?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the fifth round?
I don't know, but he'll be getting more money than what he'll be getting if he stays in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. I think like if that was a possibility, if that was legal, I think they really dropped the ball. That'd have been a play I would have been trying to make. If I was the Rock, I'm Dana White. All those guys, I've been trying to get on the phone with Prime, see if I can get him and Shiloh. You get more money, and I'll instantly pay them more money to come to the UFL.
But you know what? I think Shiloh is going to be better than what people think.
Shiloh in a good situation. I think Shiloh in a better situation.
Man, that Buccaneer defense could be a problem, bro.
Hey, I think Shiloh is better than what people think. I really do.
You see, right after the draft, he dropped his daddy from being his agent.
Mm-hmm. They got this 460-pound defensive tackle named Desmond Watson.
Mm-hmm.
You line him up against Vita Vea, and good luck running on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh. Yeah, the boy from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's, you're talking about run stuff. I mean.
I got another name to throw out.
That's a wall Trump wish he could build.
Travis Hunter. may change the game. Playing offense and defense. Now they're talking about when he goes on defense, he's going to change his jersey number.
Impossible.
To 21, and when he's on offense, he's going to be number 12.
Impossible.
So you don't see that happening?
No. What are they going to do? Have a number Velcro to him? On special?
All of it is just good drama.
You going to swap jerseys on special teams?
You know
how much hell these players get in and put on that tight ass jersey.
I mean, like I said, I honestly can't call it one way or the other.
I pay money to see it.
But it basically it's just must see TV. Something's never been done before. It just gave us, again, like you said, good content.
But
an additional content to talk about.
But to me, Jacksonville moving up to that spot to get them was kind of pointless.
Thank you.
I mean, you already got a 1,000-yard receiver. That was a rookie that you drafted.
Yes.
That played with Jaden Daniels.
Yes. You got Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah. You already had a weapon at wide receiver.
And now they got De'Ami Brown. For, I think, 1 year, $10 million.
Yeah, but you got a one and you got a two.
Yeah.
What they did, and you might not be seeing it, Cam. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a very small package on offense. He's primary. They drafted him primary to be a cornerback.
Yes.
Yeah. So you put him on it. I mean, and I agree with you. I say put him on the defensive side. Put him on the cornerback side.
You want to get paid. You gonna play wherever I tell you to play.
And see, this is my problem with Shadur. With Travis Hunter. Well, not Travis Hunter. Don't have a problem with Travis. This is my problem with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The only time when you make a move like this, let me ease up to the mic a little bit, because I want to be very, very clear. The only time when you make a move like this, where you give up a king's ransom, what Jacksonville gave up to move to the number two spot, just move up three spots, all that capital you gave up, you better be one guy away from competing for a championship. And all of us can sit up here and agree, and in unison, we can say it all the time, the Jacksonville Jaguars are not one guy away.
That's true.
No.
No.
They're not.
So what you're going to see is, just keep that in mind, what you're going to see out of the Jacksonville Jaguars this season, you're going to see some great plays.
Hey, guess what?
You're going to see some highlights, but you're not going to see a lot of W's.
Guess what? They get 3 years into Travis Hunter's contract, and they have a winning season in his third year. Guess what you're going to see?
A bag.
You're going to see Jalen Ramsey, number two.
I hope to be a little bit better, more dynamic. Jalen Ramsey is good. He's great. I'm just not
sold on track. I don't know.
It's too early.
He's been good. He's been great, but he ain't been.
But he doesn't move. To you, Mill, he doesn't move the needle. Right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And that's fair. That's fair. Because, you want to see it to believe it.
And okay. I've seen it. Don't get me wrong. I've seen it.
Right. But now that you're going to the next level.
Hey.
But we know where he's been.
Right.
What has he done to make the Dolphins better?
But I want to say one thing. You know, who drafted Carolina with the receiver that they drafted? You know, that's the dude that torched Travis Hunter when he was.
Are you talking about that dude from Colorado State, Horton?
No, the dude that played for Stanford last year.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that dude.
Yeah, he got drafted in the first round by the Carolina Panthers.
Well, he's in the NFC South. Travis in the AFC South.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, let's not forget. I mean, as well as everybody talk about how great Travis Hunter is playing both sides of the ball or whatever. Hey, that man got torched and abused.
And that's the one part that nobody talks about.
Yeah, and that's going to happen.
These receivers in the NFL are a whole lot more physical.
Yes. So, breakout star. We also got a little fantasy league coming up. And we're talking about receivers. Who are some of these receivers coming out this year that you got your eye on? You know, we off the rails right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and put this on out here.
No. I want to see what Tyler Lockett do.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to two of our 804 zone who got drafted in the first two rounds. First off, Tyler Warren came out from Atlee. He got drafted number 14 by the Colts.
Ooh. Oh, Mechanicsville Turnpike's finest.
Mechanicsville's own. Number 14, Tyler Warren. And number 2, in the second round, drafted by the Patriots, pick number 38, Trevion Henderson.
Well, he's going to be a nice little. I hope he'll be a nice addition.
Also, a champion for Ohio State.
I think he's going to be a nice little addition for them.
So, I'm going to tell you this. Honestly, do not be surprised if the Patriots sneak up on a lot of people.
I wouldn't say they're going to sneak up because they drafted and got the necessities that they needed and that what they wanted.
They're in a weak division.
Yeah.
Because let's just be honest. I told you I'm going to do some gaslighting. I'm going to be honest, that when it comes to the AFC East, it's Josh Allen and everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, yeah.
Josh Allen and everybody else. So there's opportunity for the Patriots to make the playoffs.
It wouldn't surprise me. I can see a possible wild card.
I mean, because you think about Josh Allen, he's the MVP. He has good weapons around him, but he always talks about this lack of weapons around him. So what's he even talking about? The Patriots, we talk about them. They have an opportunity. Why? Because the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets just don't impress you.
Not consistently, anyway.
No. For all the glamour and glitz, all the talent that Miami Dolphins have, what have they done?
Well, nothing. Well, like I said, the Dolphins have not moved, as you say, Mel.
Didn't they blow a big playoff lead?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they done.
Oh, they also had 70 hung on by the Broncos, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, see, I look at it from the point. Well, okay, that too.
And the Jets are just starting to act like a functioning franchise.
Neither one of them moved the needle at all. But see, my main thing is Tua going to stay healthy? That's the bigger question for me.
And see, I'm sorry. If that was me, I'd have bit the bullet and just pulled the ripcord on that one.
I mean, I'm surprised. Now, did they draft a quarterback?
No.
I didn't think they did. I was just making sure I didn't overlook anything.
To be honest with you, in a low-key move, that might work out for Miami. Because they are one. Two is like one concussion away before they start taking for Arch. If you really think about it.
So
you know who they are with Tua on the field. You know who they are with Tua not on the field. Without Tua, they're not winning no football games.
No, they're not. And we've seen this. So, okay, who's behind them anyway? Quarterback in the quarterback room. It is. No, I would say, was it Skylar Thompson or did he leave?
It was Skylar Thompson, but he's gone.
Okay. So basically, nobody's really behind him.
Mm-mm.
That's where I think they went wrong.
There's no one dependable. I mean,
well, but then again,
there might be a spot for Jameis.
Not what
after he gets cut from New York.
Because see, now the Giants quarterback room is crowded. Because you got Jameis, you got Russell Wilson, and you got Jackson Dart, and you got DeVito. But DeVito wants out.
DeVito gone.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ain't staying there for that.
Yeah, and Jameis Winston's not going to be there much longer. I don't see all three of them going to be on the roster come week one. I do not see
So you think one of them's getting cut? But they just signed them. They just signed both of them.
Yeah, but it's not like their contracts are deal breakers.
I mean, I know it's a 1 year deal, but
they signed them dirt cheap. They can cut them without being scared. That's the reason why they had them 1 year contracts, so they can be one and done. Won't affect the cap none. They already paid them for their services. Just get them through the preseason. But week one, all three of those guys are not going to be on this roster. Either Russ or Jameis is going to get cut. And
they ain't getting rid of Russell. They gave Russell a nice piece of change.
Exactly. So they got to get rid of Jameis.
No, they ain't got to get rid of Jameis. They can get rid of DeVito.
DeVito's gone.
You just said it.
I'm saying.
But they're not going to keep Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston.
So which one of the three are you?
Jameis is going to go, and they're going to sign someone else off the street. They don't need that. That's too much of a talent distraction. Because you got three guys that have starting quarterback experience. You don't need that. You don't need that in your QB room. Just need
you
one or two.
You already had that.
You just need one.
You already had that with old Jackson Dunn. With Jameis, DeVito, and Russell.
Exactly. So you don't need all three of those guys. We can agree to disagree.
I mean, well, the only reason why, because we've seen the history of neither one of them can stay healthy long term. Neither Russell or Jameis can stay healthy.
I'm not disputing that.
Right.
You're absolutely
so,
right.
And that's the only reason why I can see both sides of the coin. You know, you say one's going to get cut, but at the same time, they have to think.
Traded. I just feel like their names are too big to be a QB3.
Or a QB2. Yeah. Well,
QB2, yeah. QB3? No, I just don't see it.
Jackson Dart more likely ain't going to see that much playing time unless it's towards the end.
Oh, he's in about week 4. Week 6. I say week 6 he's in.
You think so?
I doubt it.
No, I don't. If he does get any playing time, I'm going to say towards
week 17.
I will say 16. But it's towards within the last 3 games of the season is where Jackson Dart is going to finally start showing out. Because the 3 game, I think the number 3 is very, you know, is a magical number, I guess, in recent years. And that's something to look out for towards either the beginning or the end of a season. Because, you know, when teams, you know, they long out of the playoff run, they're going to say, okay, you know, the last 3 games, hey, look, let's see what you got. You're basically auditioning for somebody else. That's all you're doing.
The Giants are going to Giant.
Now look, if you tell your DJ this, that's not gonna. You tell Folly this, man. She gonna look at you like what?
See, why are you trying to get me in trouble, man? What I do?
You said that yourself.
I mean, Graham Cracker snitching. Oh,
damn.
Yeah, you need some water.
I got some right here. I got 2 bottles. No. But anyway.
You need some of this holy water?
No. I'm passing on that one. But no. For what it's looking like, it's going to be a 3-team. The Giants more likely going to be in last place, in other words. That's what we're really getting at.
No, are you sure? I wouldn't say that.
You don't think so?
Are you right now? I mean, because there's another team in the division that has a lot of question marks, a lot of holes, and it had a lot of problems last season.
Yeah.
You know, where you think they're going to end up at? You saying that they're going to be in, they're not going to be in last place?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
I mean, with a healthy Dak Prescott, you should not be.
You shouldn't be, but it all depends on how Dak does. That's the thing.
I don't even say that. I mean, you know Dak, and you got CD there, which obviously I'm going to have on my fantasy league radar. But outside of that, I mean, everybody, you talking about one or two guys on offense and defense, everybody, we got, you know, everybody else is the problem, is the question mark.
So do you think they did better in the draft this year than they did last year?
I mean, they addressed some needs.
Okay.
I mean, they took some guys off of our draft board, you know. I think they had, did they pick up Azeez Ojulari?
I think so.
Because that was the defensive end that we had him in our draft board.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they needed him. Plus, they needed some O-line help. This was one of those drafts where they did not need to focus on the skill positions. Maybe running back, but everything else, that it need to be done in the trenches. They need to rebuild the trenches inside out, especially competing in our division. Because Washington has a top 10 defensive line. Philly has a top 10 defensive line. New York has a top 10 defensive line. That's all New York has, but they do have a top 10 defensive line. So you need some hogs up front to combat that, to protect Dak Prescott. And your favorite, and their hogs over the years are retiring year after year.
Ooh.
It's only in the second quarter. Golden State in Houston. Golden State is
this from last night.
This from last night?
Yes.
Then why is this on our screen?
It's a replay.
Oh my goodness! I thought it was.
It's a replay. But we'll get into that part too shortly.
Come on, Mill.
Mark, I'm behind on everything, man. When I say okay. I'm behind, I have not watched anything. I need y'all listen, help to school me on everything.
Hey, listen, Mel, don't feel too bad because we, like I said, we both had long, stressful weeks on different
days. Yeah, I had a 60-hour work week.
Both of us just wrapped 60-hour weeks, and I couldn't stay up past 9:30, 10 o'clock. And most of the stuff happened after 11.
I'm using the rest of the daylight to move. You know, because I'm moving from Richmond to Hopewell, so I've been back and forth with that, so I have not been able to catch up on any kind of hoops. And so I'm at this weekend, probably next Saturday. Y'all need to be schooling me because I need some help. I don't know nothing.
Too old.
I know nothing.
I just got one thing to say.
About
one of these basketball series. Detroit basketball.
I'm aware of that L. I'm aware of that L. I believe Detroit, I said that.
There are some times I can't stand you, Romar. But at the same time, I was waiting for you to call me, actually.
WB said if the Warriors lose this series, I'm blaming that idiot Draymond Green and that weak ass Steve Kerr. Oh my God, we just off the rails.
Listen,
Dad, I love you.
Listen,
I'm with you. I'm blaming that idiot Draymond Green and that weak ass Steve Kerr. I got my dad's back on this one.
I was waiting on you to call me on Thursday night.
I just wanted to say,
hey Dad, what did the idiot Draymond do though?
No, because I got the text too, and I didn't know what he was talking about. By the time I think I was watching SmackDown at the time when it was going on, and I didn't know what was happening. And by the time it happened, it was already gone. So I'm still trying to figure out what did he do to get to this point.
I don't know, but Mark said that Detroit was going to win this series.
I said,
I did too.
They was close.
I did too.
It don't count unless you're playing horseshoe.
I put on that replay because last night, you guys didn't see Draymond try to kick the man in the nuts.
That's typical Draymond.
But that's no surprise.
No,
I mean, no. By the time I got, he's done this with something multiple times in the past.
That don't mean you got to excuse it.
No, you're not.
If he did again, nah, he got to go.
He's got to go. I've been telling you guys that for years.
You have.
Yes, you have.
Now, Draymond is a great defensive player. He can handle the ball. He played a point guard position. A point forward position. Man, look.
It's the antics in between that's been bothering you.
Which cancels everything he's done out good.
I can't defend him no more.
No, man.
I can't defend this guy no more. I tried.
You might see it. I don't know what's passed by or not, but you might see it again.
I thought that was live, Dad.
That was all last night. You had me.
Steve Kerr sitting on the bench, you know, with his head in his hands.
See, I missed that part too. I was asleep. And look, the one thing.
How many times has a team been down 3-1 and came back?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Ask Doc.
You know what? I'm actually glad you asked this question. Now, when was the last time that 18 was down 3-1 and came back to win that series?
Oh, it was Cleveland against Golden State.
How many times, though?
How many times? Well,
maybe once or twice. I think twice at the most, right?
Well,
Golden State was up 3-1.
Yeah, that's true. Now, that was in 2016 when that occurred. Now, there's a more recent one afterwards. Roman, you should actually know this one.
And they were playing in Golden State. No. Draymond got to go last night.
You see, and I thought, and I'm glad I didn't put any money on this one because I was thinking Golden State was going to close this one out.
Oh, I think you would.
You should be able to draft another Draymond.
I think you're talking about came last year, New York up 3-1, and Indiana came back and won.
Nope.
Won a series.
Nope. It wasn't, but it's another one of your teams. Well, one of the players you follow is on that team.
Oh, the Denver.
Yep. It actually happened twice in the same season. Okay. Let me set the scene for you. Remember when in 2020, the Nuggets were trailing 3-1 to the, in Mills' term, Utah Jazz.
Oh, with Donovan Mitchell.
Uh-huh. 3-1, Denver comes back and wins the series. And then the next series after that, they were trailing 3-1 against I call them the Slippers. The Slippers. So it happened twice, actually, in the same season, 2020 Denver Nuggets. So, who's to say that it's not going to happen again in this series, thanks to WB's text message when I saw that this morning when I woke up, that Golden State was up, remember, they were up 3-1.
That's right.
And they conveniently lost game 5. They got blown out in game 5 early in the week. And then I'm thinking, they basically packed it in and they probably thought, okay, we can take care of this business at home. Well, something happened with that.
Yeah, they didn't show up.
Well,
they didn't come to their own damn party.
Well,
no, they didn't.
Well, it's just things got in the way. Draymond doing Draymond's. Okay, see, look, see, Mill got me hooked on to this. Draymond's going to Draymond.
Don't put that on me.
No, what I'm saying is, Mill, you are cooking something. Like, as I say, Draymond's going to Draymond, and that's a sad reality, WB, that you got to come to. We don't like it. I get it. You don't like it. It pisses you off. I get it. He's already cost the team a championship once before.
You're going to give it a call somebody
and else. And it's possible if they lose tomorrow. If they lose tomorrow to Houston, Draymond might be the main person to blame.
He is. Because after he got the tech last night, then he came back. He was still barking at the referees. He could have gotten another one. It's almost like he wanted to get thrown out.
All gas, no brakes. That's good.
Yeah, but he's not. But he's not. Oh, so we're showing a replay. And I think this is the one that WB was talking about. I think. Well, I'm sure they're going to show the replay on that.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying playoff Jimmy.
Now on this one.
No.
Oh, that's now, a 2-3.
Now, Jimmy Butler, he's not healthy either. That hard fall to that, you know, when he fell on his back in game two, that I think that had a lot to do with it also.
Playoff Jimmy.
So
you see, the problem is Draymond is a smart basketball player.
Yeah, but he does dumb things at dumb the worst stuff. Possible time.
Man.
You see, AC, he's another one. You're the most frustrated with him than anything else. Because you never know which Draymond's going to show up.
Yeah.
And that's been the sticking point for basically, what, the last 9 years right. of his career?
So they lost game five in Houston. Now,
yes.
They're coming back home. And
they lost in their
backyard.
They
had their home advantage right there.
So now they got to go back to Houston. They got to get on a plane, go back to Houston for game seven.
You tomorrow. Know, that's a tougher thing. Because it's this thing called home field advantage, right?
Well, it didn't work out in this one. Now,
man.
I'm going to tell you what. Now, I think, I'm trying to figure out what time the games will be. I want to say 7, or what time the game is.
When, tomorrow?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I'll find out. But either way, you might, oh no, I can't call you tomorrow night, WB, because you'll be doing a show. Damn. But I will text you about, you may be right, or the Warriors, either WB is going to be right about that series, or the Warriors will come out with a scathe. Now, for the other Game 7 series, Nuggets at the Slippers.
The Slippers.
All right. Now,
the Slippers.
It's in Denver tonight, matter of fact. The winner plays the Thunder. OKC just came off a sweep of Memphis. OKC's well rested. Romo, who you got? You picking Denver in this game, right?
What?
Denver against Clippers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got whoever wins this series might be in the finals.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I had this conversation with y'all earlier. Nuggets fired their coach in the middle of the season. Still on their way to the postseason. And you get they're locked. There's a chance that they can win this series. And we have the Clippers, who we rate everybody through the cold except for, I feel like, Ty Lue, who's only won one championship with LeBron and has not done much of anything else since then. So When is he gonna get some of this blame? When is he gonna come to the front of the congregation and explain himself? Because we always tie everything to James Harden or Kawhi's health or Paul George's health, and all three of them not being able to play together. But you hired Ty Lue off his resume, but let that be Doc Rivers or even Brad Stevens. We'll be calling them out for some results after a while. So if not now, when? Especially if he loses this series to a team that ain't got no coach.
Now, do you feel like he should be on the hot? You feel like he should be on the hot seat now?
Yes. What has he done
since 2016? So we're going on 9 years.
Uh huh.
All right. But you know what's funny? Now, what's going to really be interesting is if somehow, some way, the national sports media heads talk about this. After the fact, depending on how it plays out tonight, I'm going to be sitting there laughing because guess who brought it up first?
Me.
Yep. And then you about to say, I told you so.
Yeah, but when is Ty Lue going to get some smoke, bro? I mean, if this was Thibodeau, Thibodeau gets more heat than Ty Lue does. He gets way more heat.
He kind of deserves his heat.
Mike Budenholzer gets his heat. He got fired twice. I mean...